Hello, and welcome to the Osteopod. In this episode, I interview Arshie Gill, a second-year medical student at Pacific Northwest University College of Osteopathic Medicine in Yakima, Washington. The school has been open for over 10 years and offers rotation sites as far as Alaska. Let's jump into the interview where I ask Arshie why she chose to go into medicine, as well as what brought her to the DO realm of medicine, and what led her to choose PNWU as her medical school.
So my name is Arshie. I'm a second year. I'm originally from California. And I was five when I decided I wanted to become a doctor. I still don't exactly remember how that happened, but I guess I was just stubborn and stuck with it. And I've never regretted that decision. And when I was an undergrad, I volunteered at a student-run free clinic. And we used to have medical students from both a DO school and an MD school come and volunteer. And I just the way the difference in how DO students interacted with their patients kind of made me consider DO more strongly than I'd ever considered it in the past. And over time, I did more research and I got to shadow a DO and an MD separately. And I just really liked the way that DOs approached medicine in general more than an MD did. And I suppose that's why I went with DO. In terms of choosing PNWU, I have a lot of family up in Washington and I always considered it my second home. And I knew I wanted to go back there and serve that community. And so to me, it made sense to go to a DO school in the community that I wanted to live in for the rest of my life. I checked out PNWU and it seemed like a really good fit in terms of their focus, in terms of how they approach medicine is exactly how I wanted to be able to approach medicine. So it was the right fit.
Thank you for sharing your journey to medicine. So let's transition to, we'll talk a little bit more about PNWU as well, but I really want to know more about what Yakima is like. What's the city like? What is there to do? And if you could come at it from the perspective of both someone who is like a single student versus someone who might be there with a family or a significant other as well, that would be great. But what's the city like?
So Yakima has two nicknames. It's Hop Capital and it's the Palm Springs of Washington, if that gives anyone any kind of indication of what it's like. But it's kind of in the middle of nowhere. But it's kind of close to everything, you know, like it's 2 hours from Seattle, 3 hours from Portland, 4 from Spokane. In Yakima itself, there's a lot of cool breweries, vineyards, hikes in the area. There's, in the nicer weather, there's a lot of just outdoors things to do for kids and like families and just single people. So there's Leavenworth, which is like an hour away, which is a village that's like kind of old school, but it's got a lot of cool hikes in the area. And during Christmas, it's really pretty. They have a lot of Christmas shops there. So there's a lot of seasonal things to do in the area. So depending on the season, what you can do really does change. I've got classmates that will rock climb. And every week, I've got classmates that go biking all over the place. In the winter specifically, we're pretty close to a couple of good passes in the area, so a lot of people will go skiing and snowboarding. I'm a hot cocoa drinker myself, but to each their own.
Yeah.
there's a good combination of everything there, I'd say.
Let's transition to the interview day. So when you went and interviewed at PNWU, what was the whole day like and what impressions did you have after you had the interview?
So the interview starts off with like a general tour of the campus, and then there's 2 to 3 group activities. Then you do interviews, and interviews are set up to be like multiple mini interviews with 4 different interviewers. Then there is a 30-minute OPP demonstration and a 30-minute Q&A with a few OMS2s. And that is like a no faculty staff area, so you can ask whatever questions you want. No one's really looking at you from a candidate perspective, where the OMS2s are just there to answer questions. Mm-hmm. And then at the end of the day, we have like a lunch where the faculty And our administration and students will come and just talk to you during lunch, and you can ask them more questions about school. I don't want to say too much about the activities, because I think part of the fun was not knowing what to expect, but I would say that it was one of the most unique interviews I had had in terms of the activities they did. It was really cool to think about a candidate in that perspective.
Interesting. Okay. That'll make for a fun interview date then. So for whoever goes.
It's fun either way.
Yeah. Yeah. Good. Awesome. So a little bit more about the area itself, and let's say, you know, you interview and decide to go there. What kind of housing is available for students? Is there on campus versus off campus housing only? And what's the cost of living like in Yakima?
So we don't have on-campus housing, but I would say less than like 5 minutes away, we have off-campus apartments, which were pretty much built because the school started, and they're relatively new. I was looking at how much they cost and earlier, and a one bedroom is $850 and two bedrooms is $1,000 and three bedroom is somewhere between $1,200 to $1,300. Beyond the apartments, there's a lot of townhouses and duplexes in the area that are less than 5-10 minutes driving, and a couple of duplexes that are even closer than that, so you could walk to them from them. And those three bedroom house ranges around $1,300. The school budgets out $825 a month for rent in terms of how much they think you would need to spend. That's the cost of a one bedroom in the apartment. The apartments are newer, so they're a little pricier, but in general, in the area, there's some other housing options that are cheaper, definitely.
Cool. Awesome. So let's talk about the actual campus at PNWU. Could you describe to us what the campus is like, what kind of amenities and features it has, and is there anything missing from the campus too? That would be interesting to know as well. What are your thoughts on the campus itself?
So campus is predominantly one really big building where most of our classes are held. And that also has our library. It has some study cubicles, quiet rooms, and a lot of open space to interact. And just kind of like during lunch and stuff, like we have a really big foyer where everyone eats lunch together. There are a couple of smaller buildings that we share with other programs. And one like relatively brand new, because it opened up last year, that we share with another program, but all of them have good study spaces for after hours and weekend studying. Given that we're relatively new, we don't have a lot of extra amenities. Like we do have vending machines, and we do have a food market kind of a setup in all of the buildings, but we don't have one of the biggest things that we've seen students want more of is student life areas. And there's actually a new building in the works that is supposed to include some kind of student life area based on that feedback. So, and the campus itself is maybe 15 years old, I think. It's not that old. So it's slowly growing to include more and more of that stuff.
Probably the biggest question here that you'd be able to answer, since you're, this is kind of the culmination of your experience so far in med school at the end of 2 years. Could you tell us a little bit more about the curriculum, PNWU? What are the first, you know, 2 years like? What kind of classes do you have? And if you can give us kind of an overview of a typical day, and, you know, when lectures are, when labs are, I think that would be great.
Okay, this is a really convoluted answer, sorry.
No,
there's a lot of different stuff going on, so I'll explain it as best I can, though.
Sure.
So our curriculum is systems-based. We start with fundamentals of sciences, and then we have intro to pharmacology and three systems throughout first year, and at the same time, you're doing anatomy, OPP, and family medicine the entire year. For first years, that means that they're on campus at least half of the day on Tuesday doing labs, half of Wednesday doing labs, and Thursday afternoon for anatomy lab. And the reason why I say at least is because beyond that, everything kind of depends on a week to week. Like if you have another lab scheduled in. That's not a typical standard weekly lab. There's two or three of those sprinkled in throughout the semester. But typically our weeks go Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. For OMS2s, we predominantly do systems throughout the year and OPP and family medicine underlying. So we're on campus for labs Tuesday afternoons and 2 hours on Tuesday at least. And then beyond that, it's, like I said, classwork, various labs as needed. So it will depend on week to week. For me, there are some weeks that I was on campus 40 hours in class the entire time, either in class or in lab. And then some weeks I'm on campus for like the bare minimum and nothing else.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So it really depends. You do know ahead of time.
Sure.
This is your schedule, but they really try and give us the ability to study the way we need to. And some people just learn better outside of a classroom.
And on that topic as well, how are these lectures given? So if people do tend to study outside of a traditional lecture environment, is it, you know, do they provide like live streaming or recorded lectures in that case? Is lecture mandatory, and are there different types of lectures that are given, like a problem-based, you know, case study type of lecture, question and answer, or is it all traditional, if you know what I mean?
Yeah. So the first couple of months we do predominantly live lectures, but every single live lecture is also live streamed and recorded, so students can go back and watch it. And then in systems, we transition to a mix. So we'll have some live lectures and we'll have some hours we call faculty directed study, which is essentially self-studying material. And that's kind of summed up in interactive lessons we have, which are in like on campus in the classroom. And those will be like case studies where they'll take a case and they'll ask you questions about that case. Yeah, in terms of mandatory, only live lectures with a quiz or a guest lecture are considered mandatory, and interactive sessions usually have a quiz, so they're usually mandatory.
As far as OMT is concerned, how well do you feel like, in your opinion, does your school teach OMT?
I would say that it's continually improving. Our students are very good about giving feedback about when we don't understand something or when we need a little more time with something, and faculty is equally good, sometimes even better, about realizing that we need that extra help and giving it to us.
Mm-hmm.
Even in class, like there's been a couple of days where on the schedule we were supposed to do something, and then from the week before they realized that everybody was still struggling with this topic, so they just readjusted the entire course just to get us more time to practice that in lab. It's comprehensive, and it is pretty well paced to what that specific class ends up needing. There are a lot of ways to get hands-on experience outside of the classroom, though, and I think that ends up being where a lot of students who are passionate about OMT get their best learning experiences. And we have like an open lab weekly, and all of our OPP faculty are always around if you want to ask questions about how to treat somebody or how to set up something, or if the way they taught something didn't make sense to you, they'll go through it with you the way you need it, the way that you need it to be taught. And then we also have volunteer opportunities at our medical clinic we volunteer at, and other community events where we can all go practice with faculty supervision.
Awesome. And in addition to the core classes that you take, are there any electives that are offered as well?
We have some elective courses, mainly during clinical years. I believe there's a health policy elective that the school is going to be starting soon. But in the meantime, we have research, global medicine, and bioethics. And those can all be taken when you're third or fourth year in your clinical years.
Okay. And earlier you mentioned that some of the other smaller buildings on campus house some of the students from other programs. Could you touch on those as well? And in addition to that, are there any other like special curriculum tracks or even like post-sophomore fellowships that the school may offer, dual degrees, things like that? That would be great.
So the school itself doesn't have any dual degrees or any special tracks that you can take after your sophomore or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
We share our campus with a PharmD program, a PA program, and a Master of Medical Arts program. They're all programs of other schools, but they're housed on our campus. We're also in the works of launching our own physical therapy program in the next year or so, and an occupational therapy program pretty soon to follow.
Cool. And with all those students from other programs and future programs as well, the same thing kind of happened with our school too, with a new PA program and a master's program as well. It seemed like once they kind of came in, the amount of space to study in kind of dwindled. And like you said, you know, you like to study on campus. And do you feel like even with the addition of the other students there, there's still enough room to move around and to study in when you're on campus?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of different types of study spaces even on campus, which is nice. Like there's a lot of little like rooms that you can study in, study rooms that can have three or four people. But beyond that, there's also just tables that you can sit and study in. There's the classrooms are open 24/7. The buildings are always open 24/7. So you can always go study in a classroom. We have the study cubicles, and those are almost always have seats empty in them. And those are like the rooms with study cubicles in them, and those are quiet rooms. So there's always good places to study. I don't think I've ever had an issue finding a place to study. I may have an issue finding a place to study because I only want to study in a particular location, but mm-hmm. As long as you have the ability to be flexible and be like, it's okay if I'm not studying in this building today, you generally find a place.
Awesome. So you mentioned opportunities to kind of go out into the community and do some OMT on patients under supervision. I guess I kind of see that as kind of a learning opportunity, but also service as well. And I'm interested in learning about the extracurricular opportunities that you have, which may include service, other service opportunities that you may have. But I also want to know about like if you have opportunities to do research, as well as like the general clubs, interest groups, intramurals, anything else that the school kind of provides in addition to, you know, medicine. So,
yeah. So starting with service, we are huge on community service. Our first group projects during orientation week are actually service projects as a way to get to know our classmates and the needs of our community. There's a lot of good opportunities in the area, and there are some that are super interactive, and there's some where it's complete solitude based on what the students want and need, and like that's how they choose to serve. Beyond the medical clinic, there's not much in terms of service in the health field, but I always have seen that the needs of Yakima are so much greater than just medical needs, and we as students can provide a lot of those needs even if they're not medically oriented. We do have a student volunteering system set up at the local Union Gospel Missions Medical Clinic. And in our curriculum, we actually have 10 service afternoons kind of worked in between first and second year as a way to get us more exposed to the different opportunities. In terms of research, we have a Office of Scholarly Activity that can help facilitate opportunities and will help you through the IRB process and doing research, so on and so forth. In terms of faculty, we have faculty working on research, and they love it when students get involved.
Mm-hmm.
And they're even great about, even if they're not the ones doing research at that moment, they'll do their best to try and connect you with somebody who is, even if it's not on PNWU's campus. However, most students that do research do typically do it either during the summer after first year or during the third and fourth years. And you said interest groups, right?
Sure. Yeah. Clubs, interest groups, things like that.
Yeah. We have, I think, 33 interest groups.
Nice.
Most specialties and primary care fields are covered. Most like we do have an LGBTQI club, and we do have a chapter of the Student National Minority Association, that kind of a thing. Honestly, and they all put on a lot of events for the entire school. So most weeks, I think we're all having the issue of which event are we going to during lunch, because there's two or three.
Right.
Every single day. And you're like, wait, which one do we go to today? They all mm-hmm. sound really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we've had that problem a few times.
It's a good problem.
It is a good problem to have, I'd say.
Yeah.
In terms of intramurals, we don't have official intramural sports, but we've got a basketball hoop outside. We also have unofficial pickup basketball 1 to 2 times a week. We have soccer every week when the weather's nice. We have a volleyball net that we can always set up if we want to play volleyball. There's a really good, like, grass backyardy area and behind the building on campus, and you'll always see somebody out there when the weather's nice and you're not in class. We also have unofficial puppy play date Saturdays.
Nice.
Until I get my doggy feels out. I don't have a dog, but that's how I get my dog feels.
And that's how you do it. Yeah. Yeah. Awesome.
And then we have some community sports leagues, like basketball and soccer, but I don't know too much about those.
And does your school, tell me more about how your school approaches like educational and mental health support, as well as any types of support groups for, say, spouses, families, and children, you know, things like that.
So we have I think it's called the Student Advocate Association. It is essentially a group on campus for spouses. And they have family activities and girls and guys nights out. And they're really there to help connect spouses with each other, because Yakima is a small town, and chances are when you move there, you don't really know anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nice to know somebody else who's not in medical school. And the nice thing about our campus also is it's pretty small. We have about 140 to 150 kids, students per year. So it's a small enough campus where we have a lot of opportunities for friendships to be built between spouses and partners and students, and it self-facilitates in a way. In terms of educational support, we have an amazing educational strategy specialist who essentially will, she does a lot of things. But mm-hmm. one of the main things that she does is she'll work with students on building study strategies and learning how to study effectively in medical school. Our faculty are also very involved. So if you don't do great on an exam or you're having a tough time on some quizzes, it's actually very common for either your advisor or the course director or somebody to reach out and say, hey, what can we do to help? Are you like, what's going on? How can we make this a better process for everybody? We also have recitation for first years in all of their classes, and we have tutoring available for first years done by second years. We also have tutoring available for second years done by third years, but that's pretty rare. And honestly, our faculty are on campus almost all the time. So if you're struggling with a course or a lecture or something, you can always email them. You can always just walk into their office. They don't even have set office hours for the most part. That's really great.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of mental health, we have a contract with a few providers in the area that will come to campus and see students around our schedules. And they're confidential, even though the school will fund the first few if they're needed. We also have an off-campus student assistance program available for unlimited sessions. Beyond that, I think Student Affairs does a really good job of working with students to get them the help they need if they find themselves struggling, and faculty will do the same. And you know, honestly, like, some will fall through the cracks. That happens, I think, at any medical school.
Mm.
Or any school in general, but I think the school does a solid job of trying to practice preventative care in terms of mental health. Like they educate us about mental health factors that come with being a health professional and how we can minimize that risk and what can the school do to help minimize that risk.
Mm-hmm.
And then And the thing I love is they really do connect physical health with mental health as well. So they'll reimburse you for $20 of a gym membership every month. And that's usually enough to get, there's three or four gyms in the area that have specially priced memberships for PNWU students that are $20 to match that.
Awesome.
That's really nice. Yeah.
That is super nice. Cool. Good to know. So let's move on to the third and fourth year. Now, I know that you haven't experienced this yourself, but perhaps from what you've been told or what you've heard from other, you know, classmates that have gone before you, what is it like during the third and fourth year? And what rotations do you have to take?
I don't know how frequently this changes, but it did change between our current third years and our current fourth year's curriculum.
Mm-hmm.
But the current third year's curriculum says that their core rotations are family medicine, internal medicine, surgery, peds, women's health / OB-GYN, behavioral medicine, OPP, and emergency medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And those mostly happen throughout third year and a little bit into the beginning of fourth year, depending on your site and rotation availability. All of your cores are done at your home site, pending availability, but if for some reason that doesn't work out, the school will coordinate for you to go to another site. And in terms of electives, we do 6 weeks of any primary care elective you choose, 4 weeks of any IM elective, 4 weeks of surgery, and 28 weeks are unrestricted. I think most of them are done fourth year, but I do understand that there's some flexibility. And electives can be done anywhere as long as the school approves of your site.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And speaking of where, you know, your home site versus another site, where can you rotate? And how does your school decide where you start rotating third year?
So our rotations are spread across the Pacific Northwest, mostly in Washington, but we do have a few in Alaska, Idaho, Montana, and Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
And the way it works is we have like a point system and then a lottery. So the school's ultimate goal is to put students back where they, like where they're from or where they have connections. So they give you points based off of where you've lived, where you're from, where you have like immediate family members, if you have a spouse, where they're from, so on and so forth. And then the students who have no points or too few points in a location, because there's a certain number of spots in a location and sometimes they'll fill up, mm-hmm. they go into a lottery. That's basically like, this is my top choice. And then they'll put people in to their top choices as their space, if that makes sense.
Yeah. And I know you haven't taken, you know, level one or step one yet, and have yet to take shelf exams as well. But especially now as you're preparing for your first board exam experience, how well do you feel like the school has prepared you for this? Not only as far as the curriculum is concerned and what they've taught you, but the allowance of time as well. And of course, it's different now with coronavirus and being at home and having to do school online. But if everything was normal, if you could just imagine, how well do you feel like the school's given you, you know, the tools necessary to prepare for these board exams?
Okay, it's hard to answer because of COVID-19, to be completely honest.
Yeah.
But if going off of what I saw last year with the current third years when they were taking their board exams and the start of my board prep, I can say that I think that the school does a fair job of preparing you. A lot of the times I'm seeing topics come up in my questions that I'm doing or as I'm reviewing my first aid. There's very few times that I sit there and go, I never remembered learning that anywhere. It's usually just a matter of I don't remember, but I did learn it in school. I just don't remember learning it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in terms of board prep itself, the school really encourages us to start early in terms of we have like a board exam prep course actually kind of worked into our curriculum. And it's one of our faculty members who will he gives us suggestions of this is what you should be reviewing this month. And that those recommendations start back in October or something. And cool. The idea is to start getting slowly giving us a little bit of review of material as we're working through. The school also does give us a ComBank to do board questions. And I think between now and, or not now, between December and, I think we had 5 practice tests that the school gave us.
Mm-hmm.
So it starts with a 200 question one, and then another 200 question one, and then a 400 question one, and then another 200 questions, and then 500 questions, and then 400 questions. So they do, I think they do a pretty good job. And I mean, board trip is hard. I don't know how much better they could have done it than what they did.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Before we end the interview, in your opinion, is there anything that could be improved with the school?
I think part of this is being in a rural location, and our school not having a teaching hospital attached to it. But I do wish there was more preclinical experience with patients, or more research opportunities. We do have the UGM Medical Clinic, but there's not enough spots for the number of students that want to volunteer. And you know, the school does a great job of facilitating community service and interprofessional experiences in the curriculum, but we're all really strong believers in medicine being about the human. So being in textbooks all the time and not really being able to be in the room when the provider's practicing or seeing patients makes it a little hard to keep the long-term goal in mind. And like, we do have standardized patients and we do have simulations and stuff, but I don't know, for me it's not the same. But I think that's just also a hazard of being a talker.
Yeah.
Some of the other feedback I've gotten from classmates in upper years is they do wish we had stronger relationships with some of our providers. I know our administration works really hard on that, but and we have solid rotation sites in some of more local areas, but in some of the more competitive ones where there's other schools also trying to put their students in rotations,
mm-hmm.
we tend to be missing a rotation site like a EN or OPP or something, and that can be a little frustrating to try and find the place to stay for a month when you have a rotation. Mm-hmm. The school does find you a rotation, but you do have to kind of figure out how you're going to be somewhere else for a month all of a sudden.
Right.
Well, not all of a sudden. They do give you a warning.
Yeah, it does happen. Yeah. So final thoughts on your school. Is there anything that potentially might have been missed with these questions that you want to talk about your school? And any final pieces of advice for prospective students who plan on not only applying to PNWU, but any pieces of advice that you would give someone who is interested in going to a DO school?
Final thoughts. I really do love PNWU. It's collaborative. The people are friendly and the faculty and the staff really do care. You know, like any other medical school, the curriculum is rough, but I think it's fair and they do their best to present it in a way that's works for everybody. No, not perfect, but I think the school does the best they can with what they've got. And final piece of advice would be to talk to the students of a school before you go to the school. I remember in my interviews, just sometimes the way a person would talk about their school made it seem like they were either towing the party line or they didn't want to say something bad, but in their hearts they didn't feel that way about that school. And one of the things I really loved about PNWU is every student we talked to in that room, it was just the students. There was no faculty or staff watching. And they all had genuine responses and they were all happy to be there. And I would also say it's just like PNWU is a small school and we have a lot of good opportunities, but I know we don't have certain opportunities because we're a small school in a rural location.
Mm-hmm.
And so to any prospective medical student, I would say, look at their that school's medical, like their mission, and see if it aligns with your own. Mm-hmm. And if like mine really aligns with PNWU, so I had a really, I'm having a really good time here. But if it doesn't, you'll find yourself struggling through not having certain resources or not having certain opportunities because that's not where the school focuses.
That's the interview. Thank you again, Arshi, for being able to be interviewed, especially as you are busy studying for Level 1 and Step 1. Appreciate the time that you spent to talk to me and answer those questions. If you are interested in being interviewed about your school, or if you have any suggestions or feedback for the show, you can reach out to me at theosteopod@gmail.com, or you can reach me at Twitter at @theosteopod. And once again, all the information about PNWU will be included in the show notes as well as the info page from the Choose DO website. Please give a rating on whatever platform you use to listen to this podcast with and spread the word about the podcast so we can get the message out to more of the prospective students that are thinking about going to DO school. Once again, thank you for listening to the show, and I'll catch you in the next one.